can run on for a long time.
Well, run on. Heidi Defender of the Republic, I've seen her stuff for over a year. But I tell you, she just nails it. She knows what she's talking about. And she did a great breakdown of the color revolution that's going on. Notice Hegseth has been proven that he didn't order the second strike, but it was already default. It's been proven that he didn't do anything wrong with Signalgate, but they don't care. They just roll forward. It's all part of the undermining of the military and the president ahead of the big move, the false flag. Now that the CIA, the good elements, warned Jesse Waters last week. When you see Fox News saying they're getting ready to stage false flags to blame Trump for an overthrow, I mean, the good news is it shows how far we've come. Thanks to all of you spreading the word. People really get out of the cow, eat the cabbage now. And once you get to that point of knowledge, evil doesn't have power anymore. It's like, you know, sunshine. So here's her report on the ongoing color revolution. We'll go to break, come back with her to cover the waterfront. Also, the press conference with Kash Patel and Pam Bondi just begun. We'll pop into that with the pipe bomber suspect arrested. Here's her report.
You've now probably heard political experts over and over refer to the fact that what we're witnessing is a color revolution. And they're right. And let me explain why. A color revolution is a communist globalist playbook to take over a country without tanks actually rolling down Main Street. It's how they flipped places like Serbia, Georgia, Ukraine, and they tried to flip a dozen others. The same exact playbook every single time. This is how they do it. One, they demonize the leader of the people who they actually voted for. Two, they flood the country with chaos like riots, open borders, economic pain. Three, they weaponize the courts, the media, and big tech to finish him off. And four, they install a puppet who sells the country out to China and the UN. And that's not theory, that's the manual. They opened it on us in the United States the day Donald Trump won in 2016. And here's how they ran it on us step by step. From 2016 to 2020, they gave us the Russia collusion hoax, FBI spying, two fake impeachments, Antifa burning cities while CNN called it fiery but mostly peaceful, and the goal was to make you hate the guy you voted for. In 2020, we had 2 a.m. ballot dumps, boarded up windows, 51 Intel agents lying about Hunter's laptop, Zuckerberg dropping $400 million to help count votes in Democrat cities. And the goal there was to steal the election while calling you a conspiracy theorist for noticing. From 2021 to 2024, we had Joe Biden opening the border on day one, 12 million plus illegals, military age men from China and Venezuela and all over the world, free flights, free hotels, free EBT cards, all on your dime. Cities collapse, crime explodes, schools and hospitals break. The goal, to make Americans feel like strangers in their own country. Then from 2021 to 2025, 91 felony charges, Mar-a-Lago raided, gag orders, mug shots. They didn't want to just beat Trump. They wanted to break him and every future patriot who dares to run. Look at what they did to Charlie Kirk. That is a textbook color revolution. But on November 5th, 2024, the American people looked this Marxist coup dead in the eye and said, not today. 312 electoral votes, popular vote landslide, the biggest Hispanic and Black Republican turnout ever. We pulled off the greatest peaceful counter-revolution in world history. But the deep state isn't done. The same snakes who funded BLM riots, Ukraine coup, and Arab Spring still sit in the FBI, CIA, big tech, and the universities. They'll try again in 2026 or in 2028, but now you know the game. Every time you see another mostly peaceful riot, sudden experts all using the same scripted words, a new crisis 2 weeks before an election, you're watching the color revolution playbook live on American soil. Never forget what they tried to do to us. Back mass deportations. If we have no border, we have no country. Protect every America First fighter willing to swing the axe on the swamp. Teach your kids the truth. Communism didn't die in 1991. It just dyed its hair purple and moved to Washington. This is still the United States of America. We are still the home of the brave, and the brave do not bow to color revolutions. Recognize what is happening. Stare it in the face, speak out against it, and then we finish taking our country back, one closed border, one drained swamp, and one restored republic at a time. We need to support our president in taking all necessary measures to do just that.
But hey, I'm backed by you. I'm not backed by the left or Soros or the New World Order or the whoever's. I'm backed by you at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and we have the 12 Days of Christmas sale. It is buy any supplement and get any other supplement free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Unprecedented deal. So take advantage of that right now. Get the ultramethylene blue, get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the bovine colostrum. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank you all for your incredible support.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we got a really smart lady on with us for the rest of the hour. Katie, Defender of the Republic, Real Defender 45 on X. But they're in the middle of the press conference. After she leaves, we'll get to more of it. I mean, I'll just tell you, I don't buy this at all. Nobody I know, inside or outside the FBI, is buying it, this pipe bomber thing. We have all this information come out after 4+ years of suppression. For the first 4 years, Carl Serafin writes, the FBI had their thumbs, you know where. For 9 months, the new FBI had their thumbs, you know where. And then number three, Steve Baker, USA, breaks the story 3 weeks ago. Four, CBS News debunks the story with puppies, turns out to be made up. Literally, the woman's playing with puppies, so she couldn't be there. Alibi 5, CBS News breaks the arrest story. Is it going to be some schizophrenic? It is like an anarchist nutball who's completely out of his mind. I mean, they sure moved fast to find the pipe bomber. Once this all came out, doesn't look good. And I haven't watched the press conference yet. It's ongoing. And I'm just go to X. Everybody will have the best excerpts out of this. But I'm wondering if we're going to get more deer in the headlights looks like. Bongino and Patel look like they're political prisoners. And again, I want them to do good. I want to believe in them. It's just, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, pee on you and tell you it's raining. So this is, you know, pretty shocking stuff. Let's see what Pam Bondi's saying.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. As you all know now, early this morning, Brian Cole Jr. was arrested and charged with placing the pipe bombs at the RNC and the DNC on January 5th, 2021. He has been charged with violating 18 U.S.C. 844.
The body language is, we are in deep poo-poo because we joined the Democrats in the cover-up. I'm just telling you, the body language ain't good.
As we speak,
and Perino's a great lady. She's not looking too happy either.
And there could be more charges to come. Oh. I'm going to let our U.S. attorney discuss that shortly. This was the work of multiple agencies working together. This morning's operation was carried out safely and successfully. We know that there are so many issues when you're issuing search warrants. Dangerous things can happen, and this was carried out safely and securely thanks to all of the people standing around me. They have worked tirelessly on this. Today's arrest happened because the Trump administration has made this case a priority. The total lack of movement on this case in our nation's capital undermined the public trust of our enforcement agencies. This cold case languished for 4 years until Director Patel and Deputy Director Bongino came to the FBI. The FBI, along with U.S. Attorney Pierro and all of our prosecutors,
no one wanted to talk about it. We were told shut up until the Blaze broke their story, and then instant movement.
The FBI. With the Biden administration for 4 long years. Let me be clear. There was no new tip. There was no new witness. Just good, diligent police work and prosecutorial work. Working as a team along with ATF, Capitol Police, Metropolitan Police Department, and of course, the FBI. We are working every day to restore the public's trust. We hope that today is a significant step towards that progress. We'll share more information when we can and when it unfolds. I cannot stress enough how hard Director Patel and Deputy Director Bongino have worked for months to make our nation's capital safer and to make our country safer. I'd like to introduce now Director Patel.
Thank you, General. When you attack American citizens, when you attack our institutions of legislation, when you attack our nation's capital, you attack the very being of our way of life. And this FBI and this Department of Justice stand here to tell you that we will always refute it and combat it. We will provide the safest country
has ever seen. Let's go to the tidbits. X will grab all the most important stuff out. I'm just speechless at this point. I mean, you know, if you're going to cover up the pipe bombing because it was the Democrats and all the rest of it, you're trying to protect the agency, so just shut up about it. Meanwhile, remember, data dump one on Epstein stuff. The minute we got it, I go, this is all old. And then listeners are mad at me going, you're sure? You're sure it's old? Yeah, I'm sure it's old. James O'Keefe yesterday, back in May, put out the stuff the Democrats just put out of inside Epstein's lair in the Caribbean at Little Pito Island. But they blacked out the names and stuff on the walls and on the phone. So they covered up. Where's the White House exposing that with their messaging? They got the old, another torture chair like they got all those other facilities. All right, I apologize to our guest for making her hold during this, but she can obviously speak to this. Kaidi, Defender of the Republic, on X at RealDefender45. She is a force behind Defender of the Republic, a New Jersey-based political influencer and American First advocate. She serves as the New Jersey director of the Conservative Caucus, director of Latinos for America First, and national advisor to America First veterans. Through her viral social media presence, she exposes corruption, defends constitutional values, mobilizes communities to protect the Republic, defenderoftherepublic.online. So we got a lot of subjects to get into. The color revolution we're in the middle of, Soros, other issues are happening. But just first off, big picture, what do you make of this pipe bomber thing? What do you make of the whole Islam going into its expansion phase? How would you grade the Trump administration 11 months in here? But I'm always impressed with your reports. Thank you so much for coming on and spending your time with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. It's funny, I did watch a little bit of that press conference before you just played it there. And listening to Pam Bondi saying that she wants to restore the trust that the public has in the FBI and the DOJ is interesting, because the rest of that press conference played like a situation where they're just giving each other kudos and saying, look how great this person is. Look how great Pam Bondi is and Cash Patel. And, you know, that's the problem, is that
it's nails on a chalkboard. It's nails on a chalkboard. don't they know people don't like that?
We're tired of it. We just want the truth. And if you want to restore trust, give us some things without us having to pressure you into it. If the Blaze hadn't put out their reporting today, probably never would have happened. And the fact that the public feels that way is not restoring trust whatsoever.
Well, I need Trump to succeed. He's like night and day compared to the Democrats. But being in a cult and just agreeing with him only helps the dirty elements of their stay in control. What is your overall grade of the Trump administration this far in, and what do you really like? What are you concerned about? And what's your gut level prognosis on the midterms, everything that's happening?
Absolutely. I think President Trump is the man that we needed. The problem is that the people don't understand that the president is just the face of an administration. He's one man. He cannot do everything. So all of these people that are just saying, oh, the administration's doing great, without looking at who's behind him, who's blocking him from doing what he needs to get done, who is causing the issues within his administration? The fact that people think that that is impossible bothers me. And right now, when it comes to the reasons we voted for this president, I'm definitely not giving him an A here. There are way too many things that need to be done. A lot of questionable things that are happening. The endorsements that are coming out of this administration are extremely questionable. And the people that live in these states where these odd endorsements are coming from this administration are questioning, why is this happening? And I can tell you, we really need to dig into the Susie Wiles and the Chris LaCivitas of this administration. Why are they doing this? And if we're not questioning what's happening around the president, then we're just as responsible for the problems that we're living through.
Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, let's go there first. Since you mentioned, let's get into the questionable endorsements. People go, well, Lindsey Graham votes for Trump now. He'd be easy to primary and get a real Patriot in. Okay, but he's actually, Trump is endorsing people, because I know he'll admit this. He's got a lot going on. He doesn't know each race. He's going off who's advising him. You've got some of these recommendations, some of these endorsements. Let's talk about some of these.
Well, so I live in New Jersey. I just saw a catastrophe happened within our state. And it started in the primaries. We had a true populist candidate who is an America First guy who's been in politics, involved in all of the America First initiatives since before MAGA was a thing. And the true informed voters, patriots, supported him. He was the guy who supported the president from the day he went down the escalator. And somehow the president ends up endorsing a guy who called him a charlatan, who said he was an embarrassment. And it was very, it was crazy to watch. And it was, you know, a lot of the people in New Jersey were very upset with the president for doing that. And then there were people who were saying, you just never know why. I know why. It was Kellyanne Conway. It was Susie Wiles. It was Chris LaCivita. These people don't care about New Jersey. They care about their paychecks. They care about the lobbying that they do. And that's the issue. I'm tired of giving away our country to people who are self-serving. These things affect my children, our families, our future. And at the end of the day, the president needs to get his house in order so that we can move forward in the right direction.
Absolutely. And that's not anti-Trump. That's pro-Trump, pro-America. So let's talk about color revolution. You nailed it. And now, since you put that out a few days ago, all these hoaxes against Hegseth failed, but they'll just move on to the next hoax. So they can take down Hegseth, they can then take down Trump, obviously with some fake impeachment for war crimes. Elaborating on color revolutions and how we counter this one that's happening right now.
Thank you. I actually wanted to go back to something you said earlier in your show. I happened to catch it. You mentioned Ted Gunderson, which is funny because when you first played my video, you said I was a liberal. I was a Democrat. And the reason for that is I was 18 years old when 9/11 happened. And to me, I always knew the government was questionable. But because this monumental catastrophe happened when I was 18 years old, I blame the Republicans. So I became a Democrat, quote unquote. And my stepfather actually has a documentary that he did with Ted Gunderson that is unreleased. And I've been pressuring him to put it out, but he was the janitor at the North Tower on the day on 9/11, who publicly went on CNN on that day and said a bomb went off in the basement. And he's been traveling the world telling his story because he wasn't allowed to tell that story here. And he ended up suing the entire Bush administration. So I've always known that there have been issues, and I've always watched these problems happening. And now that I'm older, I see it's not Republicans, it's both sides. I didn't know what the Uniparty was until Donald Trump made that a thing. And so over the last several weeks, I've heard people like General Flynn talking about color revolutions. And that's when I said, oh my God, there's a word for this. So I wanted to put it all together, make it easy for people to understand, because the public knows there's something wrong and they're just trying to figure out what it is, because we lived through all of this pain. We're watching the ridiculousness and everything get crazier. And so if we now, knowing what it is, look back into history and see that it's repeating itself, we can potentially stop it before it continues.
Absolutely. Like, but listen, if you let me talk to your stepdad, I love Ted Gunderson. We were good, close friends. He was on the show. Totally tough. Oh, I'm here in the hospital. Just got a sheep splatter, blah, blah, blah. He was like dead a week later. The last interview I did with him, like whenever it was, 8-9 years ago, he ran around like a wild man exposing everything. Oklahoma City, 9/11, the pedophile rings, everything. He's got a documentary with your stepdad. Even if it's not finished, You send it to us. We'll add stuff to it. We'll put it out for free or, you know, whatever. But, yeah, that needs to get out. Unknown material with Ted Gunderson and then your stepfather. That's amazing. And I remember, what's his name? The janitor?
William Rodriguez. Say
his name?
William Rodriguez.
Oh, I know him well. Willie Rodriguez.
Yeah.
He's been on the show like 30 times.
He raised me.
He literally looks like and talks like, what's the old 50s sitcom? I Love Lucy.
Yes, he actually was. He played him in a play.
I knew that. He looks just like him. Ricky yeah. Ricardo.
Yes.
Oh, my God. We got to get. Well, I remember Willie Rodriguez working on that. See, I just, you know, when you've been doing this 30 some years, it's all just a big blur. What a small world. Exactly. Willie Rodriguez.
Isn't it?
I was like, wait, there's a janitor. I'm just, you know, and yeah. Wow. And it wasn't just Willie Rodriguez. We have the cops and firemen saying the same thing.
Exactly right. And that's the problem. And people think that we're crazy when we tell the truth. And,
oh, then I had the deputy had emergency management on about how they had bombs in Building 7. They killed him a week later.
Correct. And he told me about the art students, and he knew about it. He had people that had spoken with them. It's insane.
The Israelis.
They're just correct. Correct.
That had taken over the floors for construction and art projects right where the planes hit.
Exactly.
And there's photos of top Israeli demolition experts, famous bombers in the building, which they posted. Yeah, here it is. Very nice folks here. Wonder what all those boxes are. Just, you can't make it up. The arrogance is really astounding. So where's Willie? So you got to get Willie Rodriguez back on the show.
Absolutely. I would love to. I've been pressuring him to put this documentary out. Apparently, there's a lot of interesting things in there, things that I would love this new FBI or new government to put out. But, you know, apparently we have to be the ones to do that. So let's see if we can get him there.
Wow. What a small world. Well, you got to come on next week or something with Willie Rodriguez.
You got it. I would love to.
Wow. I probably interviewed him like 30 times.
That's incredible.
Had dinner with him in New York a few times. He's a character.
He is.
I guess you know him better than I do. Oh, my God. Literally Ricky Ricardo, folks. Guys, can we pull up William Rodriguez, 9/11? Just type it in. You'll see what I'm talking about. All right. Let's stop right there and restart because we're having a love fest with Willie Rodriguez. What a great patriot. Let's get into more on the color revolution and the fact that it just keeps rolling and rolling. Are you heartened to see the deputy chief of staff and others saying it's a color revolution, specifically saying the elements of the CIA know it's the CIA, they're preparing a false flag, because exposing it is what takes their power away. We have to get ahead of this.
But we also need action. I want to know why the CIA has not been disbanded at this point. And maybe I'm being extra impatient, but you know, I'm not seeing anything in regards to change within this administration, and you know, I think the public feels the same way. We haven't exposed anything about it. All of it is coming from independent journalists, and it needs to come from our government so that they can restore actual trust and transparency. We can't say we're the most transparent administration when we're not actually doing it.
And you exposed Soros as well. We got a short video I'm going to play here where you expose Soros. Let's do clip 3. George Soros. Here's one of your reports on him. You got another one coming up, Titanic America, TikTok censorship, and more with our special guest. But here's George Soros in our report.
I think I found the real reason George Soros is still allowed to operate freely inside the United States while he's been kicked out or heavily restricted in Russia, Hungary, Turkey, Pakistan, Poland, the Philippines, and a half dozen other countries. The answer is simple, and it's hiding in plain sight. George Soros has probably been one of the CIA's most valuable private assets for over 40 years. He's the civilian deniable billion-dollar funding arm of American regime change operations worldwide. That's why no attorney general, no Congress, and no president has ever seriously moved to shut him down here. He's not just allowed in America, he's protected. This is why both George and Alex are so arrogant. If you've seen my video on color revolutions, you already know the script. Soros bankrolled this prototype in Serbia in 2000, refined it in Georgia in 2003, Ukraine in 2004, and the Arab Spring in 2011. The same USAID, NED, and Open Society Foundation's logos appear in every single one. The Arab Spring was the trial run for Europe's migrant crisis. In 2011, the CIA and Soros turned that playbook on Libya and Syria. Gaddafi warned the West in March of 2011 that if you take him out, millions would flood Europe from Africa. 8 months later, he was dead, and Libya was chaos, and the migrant waves began exactly as he had predicted. By 2015-2016, battle-hardened jihadists and economic migrants were streaming across the Mediterranean with iPhones, prepaid cards, and Twitter guides written in Arabic, the same social media mobilization tactics used in Kyiv and Tahrir Square. Wayne Madsen called it straight in 2015. This was a deliberate Soros CIA social engineering operation to fracture Europe from within. Same playbook, new target. And now we have America, 2020 to present. Remember the 2020 summer riots? Soros Open Society's foundations gave at least $33 million to the groups that organize and sustain them. How about the southern border caravans? Soros-backed NGOs provided the lawyers, the maps, and the logistics. How about defund the police and DAs in every major city? Soros money elected them. They're running the color revolution playbook on us now. Only this time, the target isn't Belgrade or Damascus, it's you. And this is why JFK was right. After the Bay of Pigs betrayal, President Kennedy reportedly told aides he wanted to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the winds. He never got the chance. 62 years later, we're living in the world the CIA built. One where a Hungarian-born billionaire who collapsed the Bank of England can pour unlimited dark money into American elections and street movements, and nobody in power dares touch him. Because he's not a liability, he's their most successful off-the-books contractor. The only question left? If Hungary, a country of 9 million people, can pass Stop Soros laws and kick his operations out, why can't we? Maybe it's time we finish what JFK started.
Cotty, defender of the Republic, and I knew there was something about her. I've watched her stuff for a year or so. And I'm sorry I called you liberal. You said you've been a Democrat. The point is, people like you are the secret weapon. Men, women, old, young, black, white, brown, doesn't matter. And then, of course, Willie Rodriguez is your stepdad. I mean, what an angel. What an incredible guy. In fact, just a few years ago, I was like, I was trying to get a hold of him. I couldn't get a hold of him. I got to get him on the show. So he's such a sweetheart, too, and so smart. And has all the witnesses to back him up. You know, as you know, they threatened him to shut up and all that. And the firefighters and cops came out and said he was right. It's just, and then who was the deputy head emergency manager they murdered after he came on the show? I just can't keep track of it anymore. It's like, it's not even real. Like, it's not that I've done so much. I've just been around so long. It's Twilight Zone. We're going to break, but the best part of my job is seeing all these, don't call yourself an influencer, because that goes back to Plato, and I know they call everybody influencers, which you are as a journalist, you're a citizen, you're an activist, because when they call you an influencer, that in rhetoric in Greek meant like someone that doesn't have philosophy, but is just trying to influence. So they call all you great independent, you're the new media, you're the real people, you're the leaders, you're the thought leaders, you're the future. I'm not lecturing you. I haven't done a whole rant. I mean,
I love that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So it's just so exciting all the time. Get me that person. Get me this person. It's like they can be black, white, Hispanic, old, young. It's so cool. And notice, no teleprompter. She's way better than any CNN host. All they do is read off teleprompters and get $10 million a year. And when I launch the new network, we're going to do, regardless of InfoWars survives or not, we're close. I'm going to get all these people and we're just going to load it up and blast it out. We're going to go 24 hours a day, okay? And first, we're going to go 19 hours a day, from 5 a.m. to midnight. We'll be right back. Stay right there. Nicotinamide. Now, that's a $1,000 word. But what it is the raw precursor of NAD. Now, NAD energizes the entire body, cleans out the cells. It's amazing. But most people cannot absorb raw NAD. That's why you need the precursor, which this product has from organic form, but it has so much more. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited to announce this new product, DNA Reviver. This doesn't just have the precursor to NAD in it. It's got all the other organic compounds known to clean out your cells, give you incredible energy with no letdown and supercharge your overall health. Right now, you get this product out of the gates, massively discounted at thealexshowstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, all the products are incredible. They all work synergistically together. But I've got to tell you, Ultra DNA Revival is a game changer for everyone. Young people, works great for them. But particularly middle-aged and older folks will really feel the difference. Now, things like our ultramethylene blue hits in 15 to 20, 30 minutes, okay? Our sea moss takes a week or so to build up. So does the bovine colostrum. Same thing with this, a week to 2 weeks, but within a month, 90%+ of people report incredible changes on every front. You need to go out and do your own research into NAD. You do your own research into all the ingredients that are in this product, and then realize this is the private label of a nationwide bestseller that has the top reviews in the country. Most of the products at thealexshowstore.com, we didn't invent. We go out. What has the highest ratings? What's the most tested? What has the best reviews? They let us private label it, and we sell it to you. That way you get a great product at a competitive price, and you keep the show on the air. So take advantage of this new product right now, Ultra DNA Revival, at thealexshowstore.com, and know that it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. But if you don't get DNA Revival, you're really missing out. You owe it to yourself, your family, and your overall health to try this product. You can't lose. It funds the operation, and we know it really works. Here's some of the known effects this compound delivers. Noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes. Faster recovery and greater endurance. Sharper focus and mental clarity. Support for healthy blood sugar levels already in the normal range. Stronger immune function. Enhanced liver health and natural detoxification. Reduced everyday stress, anxiety, and protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And it just gets better from there. Ultra DNA Revival is the newest addition to the AlexShowStore.com, and we're extremely excited about it. If I could get a racehorse that had just won the Triple Crown and run it the next few races, I'd do it. It's that simple. And that's what I've done. If I could get Tom Brady at his peak to be my quarterback, I would. Well, that's how private labeling works. We go out to the top firms, the highest ratings, the best customer reviews, and we simply say, can we private label it? And in every case, they say, yeah, we can private label it. So it's not like we're reinventing the wheel. Whatever is the hottest, best reviews that people love, we go out and we get it. So when you get it, you love it. Well, that's what Ultra DNA Revival is all about. It's a private label of a best-selling brand that is simply amazing. You can empower your body, your immune system, your health, your clarity, your libido, your focus, and literally clean out your cells while at the same time funding this operation in the face of the globalists. That, my friends, is a 360 win at thealexshowstore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin. We must analyze this threat. Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that newscom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, Bat Brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that Ultra DNA Revival!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Kitey, defender of the Republic's our guest until about 5 after next hour. Then you notice the president reposted my interview with Patrick Byrne about the real reason we're going to Venezuela. The president can't tell you. President wants you to know what we're about to say. I'll leave it at that. And I got some more calls yesterday about this from, let's just say, a place in Pennsylvania Avenue saying, we want you to have Patrick back on. Actually, that was 2 days ago. We tried to get Patrick on. He said, I'm not ready to come on until today. Now he's ready with exclusive information. And he is, it's declassified. He's an intelligence agency operative. We're not going to say what agency he's with, but he has Flynn's full endorsement. Let's just say it's not the CIA. So, because that's who we're really at war with. And they're not all bad in there, but it's the biggest one. It was the one set up after World War II that kind of took over the other intelligence agencies, and it's the big problem. It's the mothership of the kind of the clearinghouse of corruption. You know, I kind of want to go back to your stepfather, Willie Rodriguez, as we got clips of him now. And I also want to get into Barry Jennings. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember his name. I got him on the radio once, and then I sent a film crew to interview him. He was the deputy head of emergency management in Building 7 for the whole city. The head of emergency management didn't show up that day. And the bombs are going off. They said more bombs. They get him out. He comes on, says, I don't know what's happening. It backed up what Willie Rodriguez was saying over in one of the other towers when they attacked Willie Rodriguez in the news, because he was going everywhere, including my show, one of the first interviews. They started threatening him, a whole bunch of dirty tricks. I can't remember now. It's like, you know, 25 years ago. And that's why I get Willie back on now that we have a contact with him. I tried to get find his number a few years ago. Couldn't. And then all these firefighters and police came out and said, no. We saw the same thing. And then a lot of them, it turned out, were on local news when it happened saying it. But they really horned in on him. So perhaps you can recap, because I didn't mean to do a whole 9/11 thing today, but we have to do this now. In fact, we'll do this first again on the other issues, because this ties into the same deep state, the same global, the same thing. Remind me, because again, this gets cloudy. I know he got harassed. I know a bunch of stuff happened. They said he was a liar. All these firefighters, police, and others said no, he told the truth. Then a bunch of footage got released later that proved he was right about bombs under the building as well. What all did your stepdad go through and the craziness? And then you know about Barry Jennings, right? Because they killed him.
That's right. Yeah. So when the only reason his story got out was because the day of, CNN had live cameras when this was happening, and they grabbed him and said, what did you see? And, you know, out of shock and just everything that was happening, he said there was bombs in the basement, and that aired live to the public on CNN on 9/11. And then later on, you know, he started to tell this story to people and explain what happened on that day. And there were other people there with him. He happened to be the key holder. So it's a long story short, he won a lawsuit against the PATH people, like the Port Authority.
By key holder, he was the head janitor. He was the only guy that had keys to the whole building.
He had the key.
That's how he knew about the Israelis, because nobody else had access but him. He was the head janitor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Correct. And he was able to open up stairwells that the firefighters wouldn't have had access to because everyone else had left. They had a key. And so as he starts to talk about what happened on that day, he was silenced. They told him he could not talk about it because of the fact that he's talking about explosives before any planes hit the buildings. And so he started to go around the country where other leaders of countries welcomed him and said, hey, if this really happened, please, we'll give you a platform to tell the truth. And so that is why people in other countries know more about what happened on that day than Americans do. And that happens with a lot of different things. Like even with this George Soros video that I put out, is because, you know, I met with an ambassador, a Hungarian ambassador, who talked about the fact that George Soros is not allowed there and banned from his country. And it's crazy to think of how they look at us. And we're just allowing this guy to do whatever he wants here in America. And so I've always asked that question. Why is he allowed to operate here?
Well, let's be clear, as you said in your video, Soros was the front of the State Department, CIA, overthrowing them. So they see it as we're just overthrown by the same guy who used to run them.
Correct. Correct.
Well, we found the clip you mentioned from CNN, from Richard Gage, an architect since years 9/11, great patriot. Here it is. Your stepfather, literal dust on him that day, and then they attacked him, then all these other witnesses came forward with the same report. Here it is.
There was an explosion. We're on the support floor, which is a basement. Guy came in running. All his skin was out of his body.
Oh, my God.
All his skin was out of his body. We took him
this
out.
This is CBS. He told CNN the same thing.
We heard a lot of rumbling. I went back in. There was a lot of smoke. We went up by the stairs with the Port Authority police to start rescuing people. A lot of people were coming out. But there was a lot of people that stayed there. We brought a lot of people on wheelchairs and a lot of people on gurneys, all people that couldn't make it because there was no elevator service. The elevator went out. While we were there, we heard an explosion. And it was on the radio, we were told that it was a 65th floor collapse. So at that moment, we couldn't continue going up. As it is, when I came out, there were still firemen there before the building collapsed. There were people on the 34th floor, on the 36th floor, 37th floor, and 39th floor. And we're talking about 30 firemen
that were up on those floors.
That were on those floors.
When it collapsed.
When it collapsed. So I don't know what happens to them. I know the officer that was helping me. We don't know what happened to him. This officer leaned from the Port Authority Police. We have no contact with him. I've been looking for him. While we came out on the floor, on the lobby, there were still people on the floor, dead on the floor. There was a person encrusted on the floor. That's how big the impact was. As soon as we came out, we hear that the building was falling. We started running. We went inside right under the fire trucks because there was nowhere to go. Me and another like three firemen, we went under one of the fire trucks, and everything fell on top of it. So we almost get crushed over there. We were taken out of the truck.
Well, tell me a little bit about the emotional impact that this has had on
this
you.
This is
witnessing what you did.
I was on the when the bombing happened years ago, and this is the worst I ever seen. Doesn't compare at all. We're talking about the worst thing I ever seen in my life. Nothing compares to it. And when
and
I
that
look
bombing
up
was engineered by the FBI. That's declassified. So, wow, that's a CBS. There's also a CNN. Just amazing to see them demonize him that created a Streisand effect. And then all these other witnesses came out and said the same thing, including other interviews from the day. But here's Barry Jennings, the deputy head of emergency management in Building 7, the FBI CIA New York Emergency Center, 47-story building, not hit by anything. And then bombs go off at first, then later they blow it up. There was a countdown. I interviewed the police officers that heard the countdown on the emergency radios. They told, get it back. They're blowing it up. They said on the news we're blowing it up. Even CNN and BBC got it wrong 25 minutes before it fell and said it's been blown up and fell in its own footprint. Later they said that never happened, though we have the footage. So they really botched this whole operation in their attempted cover-up. Kind of like with Kennedy, they published in Indonesia and a few other countries hours before Lee Harvey Oswald was even apprehended as the patsy. Before he'd even been arrested, they got time zones off and jumped the gun and published that he was the shooter. So that's in the movie JFK, but that's accurate. I've got copies of the actual newspapers. So that's how they screwed up. Here's Barry Jennings. And we sent crew. I interviewed him on the radio, but also sent crew to interview him. We aired the interview. And then a couple weeks later, he died of a really fast cancer. We sent crew there. The neighbors said, we saw a bunch of moving vans and feds. We think it's witness protection. One of the neighbors said, we think we saw Barry. I think they told him national security and did it. Regardless, this is what he said. Here it is.
Well, me and Mr. Hess, the corporation counsel, were on the 23rd floor. I told him we got to get out of here. We started walking down the stairs. We made it to the 8th floor. Big explosion. Blew us back into the 8th floor. And I turned to Hess. I said, this is it. We're dead. We're not going to make it out of here.
In 2001, Barry Jennings was the Deputy Director of Emergency Services for the New York City Housing Authority. After the first plane hit the North Tower at 8:46 a.m. on the morning of 9/11, Jennings was called to the city's Office of Emergency Management in World Trade Center Building 7, along with Corporation Counsel Michael Hess, to help coordinate the emergency response. Hours later, World Trade Center Building 7, also known as the Salomon Brothers Building, collapsed at free fall acceleration directly into the path of most resistance. After 7 years of investigation, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, determined that the building had not come down due to explosives or controlled demolition, as many alleged, or due to structural damage from the collapse of the Twin Towers, an explosion in the building's fuel oil systems, or any of the other suggestions that had been put forward and retracted by NIST over the course of its investigation. In September 2008, just as NIST was presenting its final report concluding that WTC-7 had spontaneously collapsed from ordinary office fires, it was reported that Barry Jennings had passed away in hospital the month before. No further details of his death were offered. Dylan Avery, seeking to bring closure to Barry Jennings' life, answer questions about his death, and honor the bravery of a 9/11 survivor who spoke the truth even when it was unpopular, hired a private investigator to determine the circumstances of Jennings' death. In a remarkable and bizarre turn of events, however, after pursuing the case, the investigator referred the matter to the police, refunded his fee, and told Avery never to contact him again. To this day, no time or cause of death of Barry Jennings has ever been publicly announced or confirmed.
The man stepped over bodies. We know that happened. He and Hess both talked about internal explosions. That building housed the CIA, the Secret Service, the SEC.
I'm just confused about one thing and one thing only. Why World Trade Center 7 went down in the first place. I'm very confused about that. I know what I heard. I heard explosions.
And anybody that wants to go dig it up, I forget it was Loose Change 2 or 3, whatever. I financed it. I paid for the interviews, the investigators, all of it. The great folks at Loose Change went out and did it. But it is powerful, folks. And he describes it all and how they blew the building up. But we don't just have to believe him. They said they blew it up. Actually, 45 minutes before on BBC, and then 30 minutes to 25 minutes, and then CNN, before it blew up. And so it's just absolutely insane. And then we interviewed the firefighters and police who said it wasn't over emergency channels, it was under the Red Cross. They learned was actually all the secret communications. And that's how the cops are on the news saying, get back, they're going to blow up the building. And the Red Cross, again, is the oldest intelligence agency there is. So I'm not saying your average grandma handing out blankets is part of it. I'm saying the communication system was what the deep state was using to coordinate that. I didn't mean to distract from your interview, but the fact that your stepdad is Willie Rodriguez and all this took me down memory lane here, which is really important to understand.
Yeah. What's sad to me, though, is that a lot of people say, how can what he's saying be true? Why is he still alive? And it's sad that we live in a world where that is what makes people believe something is true, is for a whistleblower and a truth teller to be taken out for telling the truth. But this is why my stepdad had traveled around the world to tell his story, so that an exposure is what helps. So the more people that he tells this story to, the safer he is. And that is why I encourage people to understand just what is at stake when whistleblowers actually come forward.
Well, that's right. Sunlight's the key. So it's a famous scene in JFK, but that movie's like a documentary. It's all accurate because I interviewed people involved. Fletcher Prouty was the head of Black Ops, who they took off Black Ops and literally sent to the North Pole when they killed Kennedy for the month. And he went and later met with the prosecutor out of New Orleans, Jim Garrison, exposed it all. And Garrison said, well, why am I still alive? He said, because you're in the spotlight, buddy, and you better stay. So Willie Rodriguez stayed in the spotlight, plus he was just the head janitor. You know, they could say, not the deputy head of emergency management that was there where they said they blew it up to him. He was an eyewitness, is why they had to kill him.
That's right. And he's a person that wants the truth out there. He went as far as to sue the entire Bush administration. Not an easy thing to do. He's gone and tried to get this in front of people in Trump's administration. And so at the end of the day, if this new administration and the new DOJ, the new FBI, they want us to trust them, this is a good start. Give us transparency on something like 9/11. Give us the information that we know is there. Why does it have to be public pressure that forces the information to come out?
I'd forgotten all this. The crew's pulling up footage of me and Willie Rodriguez and Charlie Sheen. Just crazy stuff. Say what you about Charlie Sheen, but Martin Sheen got involved exposing it, all of it. So good for them.
There were a lot of celebrities involved at the time because they saw it, and it's interesting how they've gone quiet since.
Wow. Well, understanding this now is going to stop false flags in the future. And
I sure hope so.
Well, to your color revolution thing, did you see Jesse Waters last week where two high-level CIA told him they're getting ready to stage a bad event to blame Trump? They didn't call it a false flag. Stage a bad event to blame Trump to try to drive him from office. That's why they want the military prepared to go against Trump. I mean, this is very dangerous. That's why I'm really glad you're spotlighting it.
Right. As long as President Trump is trying to stand in the way of them protecting the American people, they're going to do everything to remove him. And whether it is what they've tried with him before or it's going to be, doing anything that the public has seen before, it's the problem is, there's nothing that these people won't do to try to preserve themselves. And that's what we're going to continue to see, unfortunately.
Wow. But do you agree with me? Because this is like an FBI press conference where I'm kissing your ass saying how great you are just to say that. I get so excited. Do you get excited seeing how many smart people, like, it's exponential, I see online, that aren't reading off teleprompters that get it like you? I mean, you nail it. I mean, you're A-plus absolutely smart. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I could do a video. I'm serious. I said this when I aired it 2 days ago. I don't think I can nail a 3.5 minute video as good as you did. You understand that? That's what I'm looking for. I am excited by that. I mean, you're nailing it. And are you excited by seeing other people nailing it?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, this can be, anyone can do this. For me, I was just a mom. What encouraged me to go out there was motherhood. I don't want my children
that
to...
That was my next question. What? I'm going to shut up, but you're so on target. What I meant to say it. I forgot to say it. What activated you, or how long have you gotten engaged?
So I used to be an Obama person. I thought Obama was the best thing ever, and I didn't see it until Donald Trump started talking about the deep state and the Uniparty. And that's when I started looking at what Donald Trump was doing, and I said, oh my God, he gets it. This is absolutely what this is. And so at the time, I was pregnant, and I was with my second child. And my friends, when they found out I was voting for Trump the second time around, they decided that they could no longer be friends with me. I was racist. They called me every word on the planet. And that's when I was so upset. I said the media brainwashed my friends and took them from me. So I was on a mission to counteract the media messaging no matter what. So I started to put out things that I was learning, things that I was seeing out on social media. And once it started to gain some traction, I didn't stop. I've been doing it ever since. And, you know, I've started to see what works with people, how people start to wake up, how they learn. And so when I put things, a lot of information into small bite-sized doses that they can take and then take that information and go learn more on their own, that's the best way to do it. And I work a full-time job. I've got kids. I've got a lot of things going on. I'm a part of 3 different organizations. So if I can do it, anyone can do it. Just speak out, have the courage to do it, and do anything you can to get involved and make a difference.
Absolutely. It's exciting. Because I've always said my mission is not to be the only guy that knows this, is get everybody on board. And you don't have to hear what I say. Once people are awake, they see it for themselves. So did any of your old friends that were, Sunshine Patriots, not Winter Soldiers, they ever apologize to you?
Never. And I call that wrong and strong. There are a lot of people out there who refuse to admit they were wrong and they want to stick with it. And unfortunately, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. But everyone wakes up in their own time.
I'm about to say, give it time. Most people that disagree with me have now apologized, that I know. Speaking of the devil, though, that's why it's such bad optics. And I got this from Roger Stone and others. They said, you're not getting Epstein. It's Mossad. It's the Queen of England. Not with kids, but laundering money, which has now come out. And then the Melania connected to Epstein. Not anything real, but Trump's just pissed. And he's like, move on. It's a distraction. And then he's not involved. But then by helping cover it up, he becomes involved. And when we get it, it's an old investigation. They've already cherry-picked it. It's not going anywhere, so he just move on. You can't do that optically. And now James O'Keefe back in May, or it was June, released all this stuff inside Epstein Island and you know, all the stuff implicates Democrats. They released it yesterday, but black out all the Democrats' names and the stuff off the walls and off the phone records, and then try to spin it against Trump with no evidence of Trump, which, again, is the frustration. Why is he not doubling down and just exposing it? But here's the Democrats releasing old information edited to be deceptive. Where's the scandal? Where's the Republicans talking about it? Again, they're always flat-footed.
Right. When you said sunlight is the best disinfectant, why not talk about how backroom deals work? Why not talk about how other foreign influences are involved in things? I think the public can handle it. And it's, you know, we take in so much information. We take it, we run with it, and we forget about it 2 days later. But I think at this point, if you ran on transparency, be super transparent and trust that the American people are going to take that information in a way that they are grateful for being told the things they knew was there, because we know something is wrong. And that's just, I think, where we're missing the mark. And, you know, there's a lot of things involved in Washington, and I don't know everything, and a lot of people don't, but I think that, in my opinion, is the best way to go about it.
I agree, and I want to say something from all my sources. I'm not 100% sure, but we've honed it in. We're pretty sure. Susie Wiles believes she's good. She's not an evil person. She's from Washington. She thinks working with the system is how you win. And in a way, she helped navigate all the fraud and stuff and got Trump in. So Roger really respects her. But she keeps trying to make deals when they don't hold with the deals. And so
Correct. We're
in a war time situation. We need a wartime consigliere, to quote the Godfather, not a peacetime one. And so that's not where we're at right now. And the optics of Trump's like, yeah, I've given money to all you. It's what you got to do. It's a corrupt system. Everybody loved that. He was honest about it. It wasn't illegal what he did. He said, it's corrupt, though. It's a system. It's not illegal. We want to see that. We don't want to see him making deals with these people. Plus, I told Trump, I said, you're making this deal. I said, they're going to stab me in the back. Now he knows I'm right. So the good news is, because we're almost always right, they're definitely listening to every word we say now, which has really got to scare the deep state. But, I mean, we want a rebel. And Trump, in actuality, is a rebel against the system. The system's after him. But he's trying to act too much like he's already won the fight. I get with some people, he thinks that creates confidence. But no, we don't want that. We don't want to hear inflation solved. We want to know you're turning it around, which he is. I just think we want straight shooting. What's your message to President Trump?
I would love for the president to reach out more to the American people. A lot of his administration spends a lot of time going on legacy media, Fox News. So my assumption would be is that all of the messaging they're giving him is from those outlets. The independent media, the people that are down in the dirt doing the work, are the ones that are giving him the messaging he needs to hear. We're the people that voted for him and helped get him elected. These are the people he needs to reach out more to. He did something on Truth Social where he posted a lot of people. I want him to do more of that. I want his administration to go on independent podcasts. And the other thing is, stop surrounding yourself with yes men. I mean, I know that the president needs to hear certain things he may not want to hear. And those are the people who are going to give it to him the way it needs to be told. And, you know, at the end of the day, I know I have a lot of confidence in President Trump. This is why we fought so hard to get him into office. But we also want to ensure that he is continuing in a way that we're not going to lose the midterms, that we're not going to have him impeached again, with this Democrat narrative and all of these things that they continue to do. We've got a limited amount of time for him to get these things done. So we have to work faster, in my opinion. I'm not there, but this is what the American people are feeling.
Well, yeah, you nailed it. In fact, I've made this point, but I meant to make it again today. It was actually in my notes. I left the notes in the car like an idiot, like I always do. Or always leave at the coffee table or bathroom, you know. It's like we did an intervention during the election, 6 months in to the election. We said, go show him the numbers that podcasts are way bigger than corporate media. That Joe Rogan's 30 times bigger than CNN, you know, all that. He went on Elon. They had 1 billion views for the interview. Do more of those. He's like, oh, wow, podcasting's giving traditional media a run for its money. No, it ain't giving it a run for its money. It's running circles around like Michael Jordan playing me at basketball. Okay, it's not even, I can't get one score here. This is ridiculous. But he's 79, folks. He's still obsessed with corporate media, and that's how they're controlling him. And they do these interventions now where they go and show him the show. And I'm told this. He calls me. And he goes, oh, yeah. He calls it the clips. And so Barron comes in and others, oh, look, Dad, look at this. You know, and they're like trying to, you know. So there's really a war over Trump's psyche. Like Roger Stone said, Trump always makes the right decision, give him the right information. The problem is you got to get it in front of him. We'll be right back. Please remember, I can't battle the globalists without your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support. We make it easy at thealexshowstore.com. We have a massive 12 days of Christmas sale going right now, a huge sale going right now. We will be running a series of limited time sales. These sales could end without warning as each product sells out. So make sure you take advantage of it, ladies and gentlemen. Add any supplement, whether it's a $20 one, you name it, any other supplement you want, absolutely free. So you can buy a $25 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Add any supplement to your cart and get another supplement for free. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it. So many other great new products that are in stock as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. For just the next 5 days, there's a typo on the set, of course. It's the 12 days of Christmas sale. For the next 5 days, you can buy any supplement, get any other supplement free at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The bat phone is ringing off the hook. The Joker is at it again.
Quick, Robin. We must analyze this threat.
Do you have a location on the Joker, Robin?
Yes, he's at the abandoned warehouse on 5th Street.
I'm sick of that Newsom Joker. He's going down, Robin!
Blast you, bat brain! Must you ruin every rib-tickling riddle I concoct?
He thought he was going to get away with all of that Ultra DNA revival!
Christmas with Alex and crew on cocoa and a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree, everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty, Santa, Rudolph, and more. Give a gift from the Alex Jones store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.